At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
But it's a great time to be a sports fan because, you know, we have high school football. It's back. These kids are playing their third games of the season, but it's week two. Make that make sense.
Yeah.
We got college football that is here. Some of those teams are playing their third games, yet it's week two. Make it make sense. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's playing their third game. Some teams are playing the third game. Some are playing their second game, but it's week two for everybody.
Yeah, it's
wild.
It doesn't make sense, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, I mean, what are we doing here? Can we just be real and say it's week one, week two, week three? Why do we got to have week zero?
No.
It's crazy. But, Cole, it is officially week one of the NFL football season. It got underway last night with the Cowboys' loss, and a lot of people are saying, it's good to have football back, right?
You know what, man? I'll tell you this real quick on that. I am usually really disappointed and upset after a Cowboys' loss, but I'm not today. I wasn't last night. I'm usually, like, it usually takes me a few hours. I don't like losing.
Mm.
But I'm telling you, I'm just, again, no moral victory here, but I know talked about it in the very first segment of the show. I'm not real upset. I feel good.
I mean, your team looked good.
They look good.
Your team looked good. They could have had a little help from Micah.
Thanks, Miles Sanders.
CeeDee Lamb.
They need to cut him, by the way. I'm not kidding, man.
I'm trying to look up here, Cole, but my computer's having a hard time. The Dallas Cowboys record in season openers over the last 10 years.
I'm going to say, let me guess before you give it. Their record in season openers in the last 10 years. I'm going to guess it's 6-4.
Over the last 10 seasons.
Maybe 500.
5-5.
5-5.
Okay.
I was right on it.
Let's see. Last year, they beat the Browns, smoked them. 2023.
Couple against the Giants.
Smoked
in
the
there.
Giants.
Yep.
Lost to the Bucks.
Yep.
Twice in back-to-back seasons. Lost to the Rams. Man, it was tough right there from 2020 to 2022. You know, and kind of seesawed back and forth. Lost on the road at Carolina. Lost in 2018 to start the season. Wow. So there you go. I mean, the Cowboys are 500, which is not awful.
Before we move away from the Cowboys, let's go to the phone lines. Our resident Cowboys fan, Dale, wants to chime in at 844-326-3663. Dale, I don't know about you. I just said I feel pretty good after last night. How do you feel?
You know what? I thought the defense did okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you limited Saquon to 60. If CeeDee Lamb didn't wipe Jalen Carter spit off of Dak Prescott, he would have caught those balls.
God.
We would have been all right.
I'm telling you, man, how do you have four drops in the second half?
Man, I don't know. And then you stopped looking at Pickens. I mean, Pickens was getting mugged all day, so you could have at least drawn some PI or something.
No doubt.
I mean, I don't understand it, but I'm not disheartened because Dak played a decent game. He made a touchdown saving tackle. I'll give him that. He didn't turn the ball over. I would have liked to have seen a passing touchdown, but I guess I can't be, you know, needy. I mean, yeah. He led a really good 2-minute drill at the end of the first half. I was fine with it. It looked good.
Well, look, Jalen Hurts didn't throw a passing touchdown either, you know?
No, but he also ran for like 5 first downs on third downs, which murdered us.
Yeah, you're right. It did. But, hey, I'm with you.
You know, it's kind of – If we had, you know, a living on the field, it would have been all right.
And I call, look, I just said the diesel. Miles Sanders cost us that game in my mind.
I agree. Miles, once an Eagle, always an Eagle. Get him off.
Trash. Filthy. Philadelphia.
Thanks, Dale.
Get
him off.
Appreciate it. Texter says, Diesel, I'm glad you have a good marriage. We aren't all that lucky. Oof. I will not. I know who texted that in. I will not reveal who texted that in.
Good. Yeah.
Just in case, because you may have something fine going on at home, but if you don't, I don't want to make it worse.
And I do want to point this out real quick because I didn't say it in the 3 o'clock segment. Texter says, you seen that missed holding call? I don't know which one you were talking about, but I'll tell you this. If you want to talk about a missed holding call, there was one in the first half where it could not have been more obvious. Hmm. And Chris Collinsworth was I don't know what holding call you're talking.
You sure he wasn't busy talking about Patrick Mahomes?
I can't stand. Did you
hear? I did see your tweet.
I can't stand that guy. He is awful to listen to, isn't he?
He's bad.
I think I'd rather listen to Dewey call the game. I mean, I'm not kidding. Chris Collinsworth just so, he just is so out of touch, man. I don't know.
If you're Chris, look, if you're Chris, you probably hear it from everybody you know. Like, man, Chris, the internet's like all over you for being all over
you
Patrick Mahomes. So why don't you just internalize that a little bit and try to cool it on the Patrick Mahomes
so
love?
So bad. It's so bad.
Texter says, I've been trying to text you all day but kept dropping my phone on the ground watching CeeDee Lamb rubbed off on me.
That's bad, but
good
funny.
One.
I
good
like
one, Texter.
It. Good one.
So tonight's game, Cole, San Paulo, Brazil, international game, Chiefs and Chargers. It's going to be a good football game tonight. I know I don't love these international games, but I understand what the NFL is trying to do. At some point, just pull the damn trigger, Roger. If you're going to have an international division, make one, okay?
Ugh.
Stop taking away games from local fans, from American fans, and shipping them overseas. Stop doing that?
I just don't understand the value of what you just said. Like, why are you taking the games away? I mean, did you see that crowd in Philadelphia last night?
Yeah.
I mean,
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Imagine the crowd. I mean, it just makes no. This is a division matchup, Diesel. Think about that.
Yeah, I don't like screwing over American fans just so you can grow the game in another country. If you want to expose them to it two or three times,
tell them to get a TV.
Fine, and then either get a TV and watch American football. I mean, or start an international division.
Ugh, I hate it so bad.
You know, just try NFL South America, get it going. Though in this game tonight, Cole, this is a tough one. I think this is a fairly evenly matched game.
I do too, by the way.
I think it's going to come down to maybe a 7-point game at most.
It's a 3.5-point spread, by the way.
I'm not blowing smoke. I know I gave Madcraft hell earlier in the show for not being able to be fair on this one, but I do think the Chargers get it done.
Division game, big implications to start the season, just like last night. I mean, you come out with a banger. I think the Chargers can win the game. I tell you this, I am really, really interested to see. The last time we saw Travis Kelce, he was not good.
Correct.
Not good. That's where I am tonight. I want to see, what does Travis Kelce look like 1 year older? I'm not saying that, like, I'm giving up on the Chiefs and it's time to move on. I think they're still a loaded football team and a great culture, great dynasty, all that. But I feel like Justin Herbert, if he's going to have an opportunity to go make a statement, I think tonight's as good as an opportunity as Herbert's had in a long time. And no, if the Chargers won tonight, it wouldn't shock me a bit.
Yeah, I think we might see Justin Herbert pop this year. I don't know, everybody already has a fairly high opinion of him, but man, this is an opportunity to go out there and make a big statement this year. I like the Chargers in this one. What was the spread on this one, by the way?
3.5.
Chargers favorite or Chiefs favorite?
Chiefs.
Chiefs favorite. Okay.
Yeah. And here's an interesting note on that. I don't know how Vegas puts a spread in terms of it not being a home game across the pond. I don't know if those points, I guess that's truly saying that they feel like Kansas City's 3.5 points better.
All right, how about the Bills against the Ravens? That's the Sunday night primetime game. Bills host the Ravens. Big-time AFC matchup, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, two really good quarterbacks going at each other again. This is like Batman versus the Joker.
It is.
They are destined to do this forever.
Maybe a preview of what you could see in the AFC championship game, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a big one. There are some good games this weekend, man, but that's Sunday night football. Baltimore, a 1.5-point favorite on the road. Like, you talked about how good last night's game was, and then tonight should be good as well. But Sunday night football to open the season, Ravens and Bills, I don't know if I like that, because that's tough footsteps to follow. I mean, that's setting the bar high for Sunday night football. I love it. I like Baltimore on the road. I will just tell you this, Derrick Henry, in my mind, is going to be the focus, just like Saquon was last night. This one could go either way.
Do you like big-time divisional matchups in week one? I mean, it adds so much extra to it. I mean, if you're facing somebody out of division or even out of conference, there's really no incentive. I mean, yeah, you want to win the game, right? But and you want to get off to a hot start. But if you lose that game, really doesn't matter. I want these divisional matchups right out of the gate. Cole, how about this one? There's some fun little juice on this one. Steelers and Jets, they just flip-flopped and traded quarterbacks. You know, obviously a couple of years separated, but Aaron Rodgers facing his old team, and this is going to be a fun one too.
This is going to be an interesting one from the standpoint of what does this new Jets regime look like? I mean, I just don't know that I'm totally bought in on this new staff. I mean, Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh, people are going to watch. It's going to be interesting, and I hate to say it, probably leaning Pittsburgh in this one. I mean, the Jets are 2.5-point dogs at home. This one could be low scoring, kind of muddy it up, not a sexy game. I just think ultimately the Steelers, as crazy as it sounds with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, I think they're in a better spot right now.
All right, Cole, here's an in-state matchup, Bengals and Browns. I love it. State of Ohio. Can a meteor just strike this game?
You know, what I don't understand is, Diesel, I'm not a Bengals fan. I'm not. But I am so frustrated with this team and organization. You are literally wasting Joe Burrow's career away. Their defense is so bad. I tell you this, If you told me Monday that we're talking about Browns beating them, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Their defense, Cincinnati's defense, is just horribly bad. And until they actually give Joe Burrow a shot, man, I'm going to be disgusted. Yeah, Cincinnati should win, and I think they will. I think it'll be really close, though, too close for comfort.
If I'm Joe, maybe I'm calling my agent saying, hey, get me out of here. Get me somewhere with the defense. Get me somewhere where I don't have to put up four touchdowns to have a chance to win a game.
Might not be a bad idea. I'm with you there.
And last one here for you, Cole. Good game. Classic NFC rivalry. Lions at the Packers.
Really good matchup to open the season.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good matchup. I know a lot of people are high on the Lions, rightfully so, returning a lot of talent. However, I think Ben Johnson not being there is a bigger deal than people are making it out to be. I love Jordan Love. I've said that a million times. I hate the Packers, but I love Jordan Love. That kid's going to be really good. This is going to be good. I think Jordan Love tonight, or this weekend, Diesel, rather, has a statement opportunity. I think he can make a statement going out and beating this really good football team in week one, and I think he does. Give me the Packers.
And there's a little personal motivation on the line for Josh McDaniels as well. He's now with the Patriots, facing his old team, the Raiders, that fired him in 2023.
That's true. And go Panthers, by the way. 1 o'clock. They always play at 1, right? That's just what they do. Panthers, Jaguars, Sunday. Let's see if they can get it done.
Yep.
This is really cool, really interesting, really fascinating audio. I don't know which way you feel, which way you'll lean on this audio, but have you heard what the Grambling State coach said? If not, we'll have it for you next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.